You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. It's not countdown to kickoff. Kickoff has already happened. Kent State and Wyoming throwing it down in the potato bowl right now on the blue turf. 35-24 for the Wyoming Cowboys. They've come out hot here in the second half. The Cowboys have really dialed it up a notch, and in fact, this third quarter has really gone by quickly. Less than 30 seconds remaining, but Kent State just came up with a big play. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Sammy Seahawk in the house. What's up, Cam? Who do you have in this Kent State-Wyoming game, the Potato Bowl?
Yeah, I got Kent State. I got a half to plus four. It looked great early, Morenci, but these guys are starting to fall apart a bit. I just really need a touchdown this drive because their defense can't stop Wyoming. So this is a big, big drive. If they can get a touchdown, we're right back in this. Ron Ram's in the house, I see. Oh, boy, we got the Ram jersey out. I hate to say this as a Seahawk fan. Yeah, the Rams, they could be in a bad mood tonight. We'll see. I don't know what I'm going to do, Gabe. I've already I'll tell you one thing. This Washington line is out of control. You've seen Garrett Gilbert play. I love the thing goes from 6 to 9.5, almost 10 points. And I think I'm going to be taking a shot with the football team. I can tell you that. You're going to give me that many points. I don't care. We saw a third stringer in Mullins do pretty well in the second half last week. So. Last night. I'm going to take a shot there.
I'm going to take a shot with a football team as well. I don't know if it's going to be the Washington football team, but I'm going to take a shot with some football teams tonight. point spread is climbing. All right, there's a personal foul on Wyoming. Good.
There we go.
At attack 15 yards. So I got to be honest, Cam. I've done basically in the last like 24 hours, 72 hours, 48 hours or whatever. Now that the Bulls are back, I've pretty much done everything I told people and you and I told people not to do, like before the holidays type of thing. Like, you know what? These bowl games, I preached on Sports Rage a million times. Listen, these bowl games are random, you know, Old Dominion games. And, you know, I said, you know, just have some fun with them, put $100, keep the same amount on all the bowl games. You'll be fine. You won't get in trouble. But I preached this like 22 times over and over. And now, bro, I'm right back to, like, just insanity.
Me
like,
too.
I've got way too much money on this game right now. Where so right. It's like I've got teasers. I've got sides. I keep hitting the end game over. Well, I'm talking nickels, Cam. Like, I'm playing nickels per bowl game now, like every bowl game. This one's a little bit more right now. So, like, yeah, yesterday, like, $750, $800, $900 on an Old Dominion game. And that's exactly where I don't want to be, right? You don't want to be in those spots because when they start to melt down as the game goes on, you remember. That's when you ask yourself, why did I put so much money on an Old Dominion game, right? Like Correct. If these games were on a Saturday afternoon, you know, if they were on a Saturday afternoon, you wouldn't be probably playing these games. So this is another one in which I started off, I was like, this game sucks. I was like, this isn't even a good game to bet on. It's kind of erratic. The Macs suck in bowl games, and you notice these Mac teams always do the same thing. They look good, but they get worn out as the game goes on because they're undersized. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, all right, Kent State, though, Kent State's explosive offense should be able to put enough points up that it'll cause Wyoming problems. And right now, Kent State are the ones with problems, but they are moving the ball. But we're already going into the fourth quarter. All right, shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We've got the Potato Bowl going on right now. And we got NFL football coming up in less than an hour's time, a doubleheader on Tuesday. Donnie Wrightside will join us. We've got all kinds of fandom in the house here. Cam's a Seahawks fan. Donnie's an Eagle fan. And I'm just looking for a win. I'm just looking for a win here.
Yeah.
Wherever we can find it. So big line movement in the Eagle game. Up to 9.5 right now. Total is 40.5. And the Los Angeles Rams are laying 7. Total 46.5. The last three NFL games have all been kind of bad. I'm glad the college is back, actually. It's been bad football, Cam. And they've all been going under. So I think if I look at this, I'm not surprised the total is as low as it is with Philadelphia and Washington, but I do not believe that this game will have a lot of points put up on the board.
No, I agree. I think Washington's defense will still be okay. Philadelphia will struggle. I agree. The under is probably the best play. I don't know if it's all these games are going to be going under. Looking at the Rams-Seahawks game, I think there could be points there. But I don't know, Morency. When I see a line movement of that, I don't care. Like Garrett Gilbert, I've seen him play before. There's worse quarterbacks out there. I just think it's a crazy line movement up to 9.5. That's a lot of points for a Washington football team. But I know they got a lot of guys out. But that's the way I'm kind of leaning right now. I got to take the points.
They do have a lot of guys out. Like, I don't know what, like 14 guys out? A lot. Including some pretty key players, actually. Yet, you can't, Washington, it's a rivalry game. We saw yesterday with Cleveland and the Raiders as well. All these teams, even if they're missing guys, they're still all pretty evenly matched to begin with. Right, there's a reason why they're all 6-7 and 7 and whatever. They all have the same damn records coming into this stuff. It's a lot of points to be laying with Philadelphia. Yet, this could get away from Washington here. Like, Garrett Gilbert's going to struggle, Cam. And I like Garrett Gilbert. I think he's got a good arm. I like Gilbert. But he's going to have some big problems here, I think, today, moving the sticks for Washington. It's going to be a heavy dose of Gibson, I'll tell you that. But I don't know. I'm as confused. I don't know. It's not like I've been killing it over the last 48 hours, Cam. So I have no idea what's going to happen.
Nor do I.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the kid just missed a kick. Yep, and kind right of a chip bar. Shot, too. It was probably like a 24-yarder, 27-yarder, whatever, and he hit the upright. He made a kick earlier in the game. Yeah, he drilled a nice he hit one from further, but that's what MAC teams do. They choke as the game goes on, and I hate to say it, but we're pretty much screwed right now. If you've got Kent State, Wyoming are probably just going to chew up like 6-7 minutes here. They're going to run the football, and even whatever, they'll score a touchdown or kick a field goal. And then Kent State will be in scramble mode. I keep hitting the in-game over, and that missed field goal certainly did not help. But there's still some football left to be played, and we got two more games coming up right now. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside and break it down. Let's, Donnie, always a pleasure. How you doing?
Doing good. Tuesday night football in Philadelphia, gentlemen. The last time there was Tuesday night football, it didn't work out so well for those Philadelphia Eagles because Joe Webb happened with the Minnesota Vikings. So some revenge tonight for the Eagles on a Tuesday night.
Joe Webb, huh? What night was that Ben DiNucci game? Was that a Sunday nighter? That was a Sunday.
That was a Sunday night. Yes, that was sent to the Hall of Fame. That tape by far. Yeah, that was a regular game.
You guys have sort of gotten some breaks with this a couple of times, right? With backup quarterbacks and stuff like that. Perfect timing for the Eagles, right now. But the Eagles are up to 9.5. It's amazing, isn't it? How this number has climbed as high as it has. What do you make of the point spread, Donnie? As an Eagle observer and fan, you know the team inside out. Do you are you comfortable laying 9.5 points with this football team?
I think I might be. And for the simple reasons, usually me, I'll come on and say 9.5 is way too much. Washington should play close. But you have to be real. What matters in this game is the quarterback position. They signed a guy off a practice squad on Friday and are starting him Tuesday. So you know what he knows right now? Handoff left, handoff right, slant over the middle. What else do I do? You can't win football games like that in the NFL. And also keep in mind, the Eagles are actually coming off a bye. They haven't played in like 2 weeks. This is as healthy as the Eagles will be coming into a game tonight, going against a guy that not only shouldn't be in the NFL, but he doesn't know the playbook. It's one thing when you hand it off to maybe a quarterback who's a backup or a third string. Hey, he's been in the system all year long. This guy has had like 72 hours to learn the playbook, and he's going to play an NFL game on the road. It's incredible.
No, you're exactly right. You look at Nick Mullins and how Nick Mullins struggled. And, you know, listen, he did what he had to do. But he even knew the terminology. He's been there. And he got thrown on the field. Exactly. It's not like if you're a wide receiver, it's like, okay, go deep and run a couple of routes. You know, other sports, okay, you know, we can ease you in. You're the freaking quarterback. You got to be calling the signals. You got to be, you know, you're in charge of things. It's going to be a problem. I brought it up earlier. It's going to be a heavy dose of Gibson. And I also just brought it up. I said, yeah, Kent State are in trouble. And that didn't take
big
long.
Trouble. Nope.
Wyoming. Quick touchdown.
Just folding. Unbelievable.
Helps the total. It's a lesson. The MAC. The MAC, yeah. Man. I don't think they've won a game. If you look, the MAC, Eastern Michigan got killed. Toledo fell apart.
Somebody won.
Northern Illinois
covered. They covered.
I don't think a MAC team's won a bowl game, actually. No. I think they've lost. They've fallen apart. And the same thing, too. They always just fall apart as the game goes on.
It's true.
All right. Well, this sucks. But it looks like instead of the 8:25 depression, it's the 6:15.
This
6:15 train rolled in early.
It's just right after you said it, too, just watching the guy just first play right down the sidelines for a touchdown. It's like, what? He's
got worse money management skills than Andy Dick. Yeah, I got to tell you.
I'm
42-24 right now. Total of 79.5 in this football game. So, listen, at least we're jumped in on these in-game overs, but – actually, I have an over, what do I got? An over 72.5 and an over 75.5 and over 79.5 I have. But I also have a teaser with Kent State to plus 10, over 53.5. So I just need Kent State to lose by 10, and it's getting away from them. They're down by 18 right now. Oh, God. Frustration kicking in. All right, big Donnie, time. So you're willing to lay the points here. Prop I like in this game, I like Jalen Hurts, the rushing yard prop. Jalen's going to run around on these guys. And if you look at Jalen Hurts, guys, he's gone over his rushing yard prop in 6 straight weeks. It's amazing, this guy. Like, he puts up big, big numbers. And this number keeps going up right now. It went as low as 49.5, was kicking around 50.5, Donnie. But I'm going to be – that's a prop that I'm going to have in my back pocket. And I'm also going to be playing Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown in this game.
It'll be interesting to watch it play out because, you know, all around Philadelphia, there was a good chance that if this game was on Sunday that Jalen Hurts might not have actually played in this game. So I'm a little bit worried about his ankle, which, again, feeds into that Eagles at 9.5. I'll tell you right now, if Gardner Minshew was playing this game for the Eagles, they win by comfortable double-digit margin. The only thing I'm worried about on the entire Eagles football team tonight is Jalen Hurts being A, rusty, and B, if that ankle is not all the way there, that's what he gives you. He gives you the rushing lanes. And if he can't get out of the way, and also some of the reserves coming back on Washington's defensive line, they'll have a decent pass rush. Eagles should still cover, but my only question mark is Jalen Hurts having a bad football game and keeping Washington around.
All right, so what are you doing with the game, Cam? I've already, this game, whatever, dude, these NFL games over the last, they're all weird games. The point spreads are all weird. I hate overreacting to players being out as well. So it's a tough spot. And I'm not rattled, but I'm just getting a little bit frustrated. I've been on such a roll for the last couple of months. In the last, like, 24, 48 hours, I keep losing by half a point. My money management skills have been getting sloppy. Last night I did something I hate doing. I jumped in on an Indian soccer game trying to get a head start on the NFL, but I lost. And it lost, of course, but I put $341 on it. Like, just live on the air, I'm sitting here, I'm like, it's one thing to put $100 or $75, but I put three. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with New Delhi FC and the Royal Rangers under 4.5. $341 parlay with Philadelphia Moneyline. And, of course, there's a goal in, like, the 89th minute that I lose it.
Yeah, of
right?
course.
So I'm even losing in India in the last minute. Like, I'm losing globally. like, worldwide. Like, worldwide losses.
It's a pandemic
here.
Out there. Yeah,
it's a freaking pandemic. You're damn right. They got to save us here. What's your props, Cam? What do you got for us here? Any big props, big winners?
I don't know. I'm not really. I'm gun shy too, Morency. I got a gun. There's no bullets. Like, this game is putting me in orbit watching Kent State. I can't believe I bet on these guys. Like, they're awful. I like Washington.
I'm not gun shy. I'm firing, Cam. I'm just missing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not firing shy about it.
No, you're shooting. Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, it's a thing. Missing the targets. I got to take the excessive points. You know, it's a divisional game, and I understand Philadelphia, they should win this game, but asking them to win by 10 points, I think, is a lot. I think Washington will do enough defensively to keep their offense in the game. I'm just going to take the points with Washington. This could be a big mistake, but that's what I'm going to do with this game. I think Washington lingers and maybe loses by, like, three or four points.
All right. Kent State just completed, like, a 70-yard pass. Massive play.
How much are they down?
No, but they're like all these other loser teams, like the Bears and the Falcons. That's the thing, too.
Yeah.
I lose with the Bears. I have them plus seven. They lose by eight. They're inside the red zone five freaking times. They get 3 points. Yep. The other day, Donnie, I have the Atlanta Falcons plus the points.
Yep.
They get into the red zone five times, 3 points. But the Falcons were inside like the five times, and it couldn't score. It's constant. And now you get this spread team here. We just saw this, Cam. On the last drive, they did the same thing. They moved down the field.
I know.
And then they got stuffed, and then they missed the field goal. Hey, Jackass Glass. His name's Glass. Yeah, yeah. You're as fragile as glass. Good stuff, yeah, Glass.
We got a quarterback named Crumb and Glass. That's Kent State. We got Cookie Crumb and Broken Glass. I will say this. These guys move at will. Like, they move at will against these guys. You said it. This is the Atlanta Falcons MAC version. The receiver's hurt on the play, too. He pulled something. Anyway, I'm praying for a touchdown here, Morency. There's still time left in this game. We got 12 minutes, right? But, once they get in the red zone, bad things happen. It's tough. Very tough.
I don't know why they ran the ball on first down there. You guys can't run the ball. You cannot run the ball. It doesn't work. And now they're running the ball again, except, all right, good run. It worked.
It's 15 yards right on cue.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't a run. That was a QB run. It was different. Yeah. It was a nice run. They handed it to the running back. Look at the line. Wyoming's D-line's bigger. Like, every time they hand it off, it's like, it just collapses. That was nice. Crumb, yeah. We're betting on a guy named Crumb. What are we doing?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside in the house, 42-31. We got a track meet going on. There's 11:13 left right now. It's Capital One Bowl Mania, the Potato Bowl, famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And you know what, actually, I saw, I don't know if you remember, but last year, Mike Gundy played in the Cheez-It Bowl. And when they won, they poured, like, Cheez-It instead of Gatorade on it.
Yeah, Donnie,
it was pretty cool. So they're actually going to do it at the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Oh. No kidding.
Yeah, get covered in mayo. Nice.
Yeah, like both coaches have agreed. They're going to do it. Like, it's part of the deal. It's like, both coaches have agreed. Yes, we'll get Mac Brown. Mac Brown wins. He's going to get dosed in mayonnaise. Big jug of mayonnaise over. Cam would love it. Cam's like, oh, that's
I
great.
Would.
Cam
would be like, I got more mayonnaise. Bring it on.
I'm just imagining South Carolina, North Carolina, you're playing in the South. Like, right away, the fly is going to be coming at you and stuff. I tell them, listen, you guys do this, but hose me down right away after. Like, you know what I mean? You get the mayo all over you. You get hosed down.
That's a good point, actually.
Donnie's grossed out. I know,
Donnie.
You were going to do an interview with a towel of mayonnaise in your eyes? And I was, sorry, Aaron. Yeah. Let's get this Duke's mayo. It tastes great, though. Oh. Like, come on. I've said it before. Yeah, like anything. It's if the bowl, Like, so what are they going to dump some French fries on this coach then? The potatoes.
Yes.
Some French fries.
Yeah, did they actually, what did they dump potatoes on you? Like, what does the trophy look like? You know, the Orange Bowl used to give out the big bowl of oranges. They just give you potatoes? They got to give you something potato-wise, right?
Yeah, the trophy looks, I'm pretty sure, looks like a potato, yeah.
I prefer to
confirm this,
cook.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Like, they bring in like a whole batch and just throw them like, yeah, yeah. No, I don't want a bowl of potatoes. What can I do with that? I can't do anything. I'm
launching
raw
them.
Potato. Yeah, like seriously, give me some poutine or some, yeah, potatoes cooked.
They were talking about how I guess the specialty at the stadium is Pringles French fries.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sound good.
So I guess they're potatoes, but they're made like Pringle. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah,
there's Wyoming
potatoes in here somehow. Yeah.
They're just
Wyoming's moving
these
the ball now.
Oh, they're just smashing them in the face. Kent State.
They're not even doing
them.
Anything. Their quarterback's just running it. Like the quarterback just runs up the middle, and like the kids fall off of them. Come on, you guys got to get a stop. You can score. You got to get a stop. Here. You got to find a stop.
Come on, can I get a holding call? I'm praying for a penalty.
Yeah.
These guys can't stop anyway.
Here's the odds boost for this game. They didn't have this one up earlier. They just posted this one late. Jalen Hurts to pass for 200 plus yards and to rush for 40 or more yards. Plus 220, now plus 280. And there it is. Yeah, thank you. Good job, guys.
Yeah, potatoes.
There, see?
Yeah,
and
they
did dump French fries. French fries on the coast.
I like getting dumped in fries with the Duke. Now with the Duke's mayo and the fries, then now we're talking.
Oh,
we got a parlay going. That's what I'm thinking.
You know what they should do? They should give that that big potato RV thing to the winning team.
I
say as you guys win for the next year. No, for the year. This is yours.
The
for
bowl
the
MVP drives home from the bowl game.
Yeah, drive it back. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. One year lease on the potato car.
That's pretty good. You set it up outside your stadium and stuff. Hey, we're the potato champs. Hey.
It's actually a great idea, Morenci. I like that. That's your.
You get one year with the. It's like the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Each kid gets it for one day. Honk, honk, pull in your neighbor. And, hey, guys, what's up? Honk, honk.
That's great. I like the potato car.
Yeah. I prefer what the Orange Bowl gives you. Hookers.
Yes. Less potatoes.
There was a story the other day. I don't know if you guys saw that story. I don't know if you saw it, Donnie, but it was a coach. One of the coaches, some coach said, oh, man, he said, we had a great time, man, when we went to that bowl game. He goes, they hook you up with escorts and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, they hooked up the coaching staff with escorts. And the bowl committee said, what the hell are you talking about? We never gave, we don't give, like, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, dude, it was in Alabama. Like, I'm trying to get this. All right, escorts, bowl game escorts. All right, bowl game escort.
Escorts?
Yeah, the coach had to take it back. And he said, no, I came out the wrong way. He said, they were really, they were just women that took us out and showed us the town.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly.
Tour guides.
Bowl game hooker. I got to find out what school. Someone help me out on
that. Yes.
Oh, here it is.
And that was recent? That was a recent
bowl game
for them?
Yeah, it was like,
oh, my goodness.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago. It was an ex-coach was on a show, and he was asked about a bowl game, a team playing in a bowl game. And he goes, oh, we had a great time whenever we went to that bowl game. He goes, they really hook you up. They even hook you up with escorts. And he goes, they take you out with these beautiful women, and we got free escorts. And basically, the host is like, so what you say? What? They're like, hooker, you know what I mean? And the bowl guy found out, and he goes, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. Like, what do you know what I mean? I got to find this.
You got to deny it, sure.
All right, so what about the Rams and Seahawks, Donnie? Now I'm obsessed with this. I got to figure out who it is. Yeah. Somebody help me out. Let's look at the chat. You guys have anything productive in the chat here? Give me the answer. This is just like last week. It was like 2 weeks ago. Who do you like in a Seahawks game, Donnie?
I'm pretty much torn in that. I'm actually leaning towards Seattle getting the points in this one, but I do fear that, you know, the Seattle defense won't be able to stop the Rams. I think it's a pretty good game for prop bets, unlike the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football team game. Maybe a slight lean towards the over, but I got to tell you, FanDuel Sportsbook does have a very good odds boost in that game tonight. Cooper Kupp to score one touchdown or more and the Rams to win, that's a plus 170 price. You figure if the Rams are going to win, he's going to be productive in that game and score a touchdown. So I think there's some big things there for Matthew Stafford, which I have Matthew Stafford to throw a touchdown in each half at plus 105. And I also did the same thing, which is priced a little bit better, for Russell Wilson to throw a touchdown pass in each half. I see points. I think you're going to get a pretty good atmosphere because, again, we're not worried about windy conditions, rainy conditions. It's in a dome. Some COVID struck both of these football teams. I think we get points tonight in the dome. So I think it's going to work out well.
Trying to find college escorts here. A lot of things are popping up. This is a good one. There's a good one. ESPN.com for a couple of years ago, August 22nd, 2017. Review show, Hugh Freeze made at least 12 calls to escort service from office.
Yeah, he was big on that.
Mississippi football office. 12 calls. The best is he gets hired at a religious institution. After.
Liberty.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, we're going to hire
him. Repented.
Yeah, he repented. That's great. I got to find out which damn coach it was. It's driving me crazy. It wasn't Hugh Freeze, obviously. Which coach was it? All right, Kev, so who are you taking in this game? This game, this is a stupid one because I took the Seahawks last week when all that Ram COVID stuff, I think it was on Thursday, whatever it was.
Yeah,
so like up to 23 guys. I jumped in. It was five and a half at the time. And it was the day you weren't here, Cam. Me and Chairpen. I said, man, this line's going to go way down, man. So I got it to six. I bought a half point. I got it to six. It went all the way down to three, and I was feeling pretty smart about it. And I put 250 on it, and I've had it tied up. And now they reposted it, and now I got a worse number, actually. Like, because now it's seven. So I got a worse number. But I actually think, Donnie, that the Rams are going to win this football game. I bought in Seattle. I follow them closely. They've had a nice little bump in the last couple of weeks. And yes, the Rams have been disappointments as favorites in this spot and in these primetime games. But when you break it down, they just don't have enough on offense to do this. Without Tyler Lockett, to me, Metcalf is going to be a non-factor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't even get the ball to Metcalf now, Cam, when they have Lockett. So what, now you're going to get him the ball? The Rams are going to be able to double team him if they want. They can put Ramsey. They can do whatever they want, really. I'm not buying into this Rashad Penny, like, love fest and stuff either. The guy's not very good. He's been in the league a long time. He had a good game, okay? I'm not buying in. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. He's going to go up and down the field, but I don't see it happening, Cam.
Here's the thing. The way I look at this game, and Donnie and I were talking during the break, and I think the over is the way to play. I think the Rams are going to basically do what they need to do against Seattle, and Seattle will get some points. It's still a reasonable enough number. If I were to play a teaser, I think I'm going to play both sides to the teaser. Seattle plus 14 over, Rams pick them over. But the over will be a part of both. And I know the same game teasers, you don't want to, but I really think it's strong. You're getting Seattle at 14 points in a divisional game, and I believe I'm with you, Gabe. Even though as a Seattle fan, I think the Rams win this game probably – right around 6 to 10 points, right around the number. I think it's going to be very close to the spread. So I think getting the Rams at a pick 'em to the over and Seattle, I'll do the same. But I really like points in this game. I love the FanDuel odds boost. I think Cooper Kupp gets a touchdown with the Rams winning to plus 170. Couldn't agree with Donnie more on that one. So yes, over is the way I'm going to play this game, and I'm going to tease it.
I'll have a piece of Cooper Kupp as well. To score a touchdown. How can't we? And I'll tell you what, you know who else I'm going to be playing to score a touchdown? OBJ. Yeah. Odell Beckham. Three straight games, man. Three straight games he scored a touchdown. He's getting comfortable. He clearly knows the offense right now. Man, that was a genius play that he did when he ran backwards. Like, God, that was smart. And, you know, if you look at the video too, Matt Stafford was probably a snitch as a kid. Because Matt Stafford, right away on that play, you see Odell Beckham runs backwards out of bounds and loses yards on it. And Matt Stafford, right away, looks to the bench, like to the coaching. Ooh, what the hell is he doing? What's he doing is he's keeping the clock going, jackass. And the only person that knew the rule was Greasy. Greasy was the only guy that said, oh, that was amazing what he just did. Like, wow. And he goes, no one's ever done that. And like, Odell knew the rules. All right, Donnie. So on the way out here, what do you got for us? One bet, words of advice that people say, damn, that Donnie guy's smart. Who do you got?
Yep, you got to take the over in the Rams game. Simple fact is 17 players this morning were on the COVID list. On the defense alone, take the over tonight, boys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues, as does the Potato Bowl. There's 5 minutes left. Toledo is moving the ball right now. They're down by 14 points. The game's already gone over the numbers. So, Toledo. Yeah, Kent State. So now
they look like
stupid
Toledo.
MAC teams. Yeah, all these MAC teams suck. It's just driving me crazy. So 45-31, 5 minutes left. Teaser players are in play here. They're down by 14. Yep. They're only getting 3 points, so they're kind of screwed. I doubt there's some miracle coming here, but a touchdown would be big. We talked about having the in-game over 75.5. So they're at 76 right now. We hit that play. I'd like to hit this 79.5 as well. And if they score, I do have a teaser here, Cam, with Kent State up to plus 10 to the over. So a touchdown would be massive here. Kent State up 507. Kent State up 577 yards to total offense if they're losing 45-31. Yep. Similar situation as some of these other teams. They just don't convert in the red zone at times. The spread offense, it's always been a problem with a spread offense team, man. And that's the definition of these MAC teams. And they have a problem in the bowl games because of it. They're not very big. They spread everything out. And that was why the spread offense was created, to spread everything out, because you don't have as much talent to create space. But in tight spaces, man, these teams are screwed. And they can't. It's tough. Like, they have a hard time converting in close. And here we go. We got a fourth down coming up right now already.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Like, why are you down by 14. Why are you running the ball? They just ran the ball like two times in a row. It got nothing. And now you're in a fourth down, fourth and four. I don't understand the play calls, man. Frustrating.
It is frustrating. If we don't get a first down here, down 13, they're going to get the ball, probably run it out. This is it for the teaser. We need a first down badly.
Wyoming will probably score again. They'll pop a big run, I would assume.
They might.
Oh, one more Kent run State's for the road. Get crack 50. Yeah. All right, come on, Crum. Oh, God, they're going deep, too.
No.
No flag? No.
Nothing?
And it wasn't a flag either. It shouldn't have been. So we talked about the play calling. So you're at the 30-40, like really. You run the ball two times in a row. That doesn't work. It's fourth and four. You throw it into the end zone from the 50-yard line. Like, they literally just tried a 50-yard pass on fourth and four.
Yep.
Like, why wouldn't you just try to dump it off and pick up 4 yards and get the first down? It's like, no, let's just throw a bomb here now and see what happens. This is why the MAC teams lose all the time. It's bad coaching too, Cam. It's God.
It is.
All right, I actually want Wyoming to, like, I'd prefer if they'd fumble, but I actually want Wyoming now to, like, just score. Just, like, run it down the field into the end zone again, like you did, like, a couple of minutes ago. Tyreek Hill's on the COVID list now.
Yes, he is.
Kelsey, see, there's the quarterback taking off, but he slides. For the record, it's the Sun Bowl, and it was Detroit news columnist. It was Detroit news columnist and radio host Terry Foster who recounted his experience at the Sun Bowl on a radio show a couple of weeks ago with the Big D Energy in Detroit. I love the guys who are in a Woodward Sports Show, whatever. I love the guys who were running the Sun Bowl when I went down there for Michigan State and Stanford. They gave us female escorts, and we hung out all night. And then he went on to, he said, after he goes, it's probably not as juicy as you think. I use the term escorts. They weren't prostitutes. They basically took us out all night. We had some drinks, and they took us back to our hotels at about 2:33 in the morning. I don't know, like, normal bowl guides to take you out for dinner. It's not at 2:30 in the morning, and they're not going back to your hotel.
No. You go, see you later, Jerry. Yeah, you just leave at 9 o'clock, and yeah, you're done. Like, you go for a steak. These guys are out partying till 2:33 in the morning. Yeah, that sounds like escorts to me.
Sun Bowl wants to clarify. Here it is. Sun Bowl wants you to know they do not provide sex workers for the media.
No, they couldn't. No. I don't think they did.
I think, hey, there's the touchdown. That didn't take long. That's really pathetic by Kent State, these kids. Like, now you're just getting, now you're getting waxed. You were up earlier. They had a lead.
Trust me, I actually thought I was going to win the bet.
51-31 right now.
It's pathetic, man. They were up, yeah, they were up a couple touchdowns too early, and this is what you get.
I thought the same thing, Cam. I thought, you know what, Kent State would be the one team that they could do this. They score enough. They're not like, they're not flaky, really. Like, they'll score. I know who they are. They'll give up a lot of points, but they'll score. Yet here they are, same old, like, man, shame on us. At least the game went over.
Yeah. The teaser's toast. Back to the drawing board. It's just, see the story about UTSA. Apparently got like 20 guys out. I don't even know who are these 20 people. Like, that's the thing. Like, is it real? I don't know.
Cam, I couldn't name 20 players on UTSA, Cam, if you offered me $20 million. Right,
I agree.
Without COVID.
No, I agree. We know they're a good team. They conference like, USA, who, what, like, world beaters. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, most people would be like, oh, well, no, I know. Them. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Their quarterback's real good.
He's good.
UTSA's got good weapons, but they're also, it's a contrast of styles tonight. San Diego State has a wicked defense, and that's one, they played one bad game against Utah State with four like major starters out
there.
I don't know.
UTSA are one of these, they're a spread offense, right? They're one of these, they run around. Like I said, the quarterback, he sprays the ball everywhere, this kid. It's very raw. Like I said, like, I think San Diego State should be able to come up with a couple of stops. Donnie likes UTSA. Time just flew. We got caught up in the game. So Donnie likes UTSA, for the record, in case you're wondering. I don't. I think San Diego State will be able to score on UTSA.
I think so.
And I think the Aztecs defense will be able to come up with a stop or two. But I got to tell you, UTSA absolutely murdered. Western Kentucky murdered Marshall the other night. All right.
Yeah.
And Marshall, like, could not keep up with the offense. Like, Western Kentucky's offense was just like, it was just tic tac toe, boom, 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 boom. And it was, you know, they were scoring with ease and at will. And UTSA and Western Kentucky traded points just the week before. So, you know what? I'm just saying this Conference USA is pretty good, actually. They're having a good bowl season, Cam, too. Like, if you look like, oh, my God, this game's getting whack, bro. Toledo just scored a touchdown on one play. I keep saying Kent Toledo. State. Kent State.
I know.
I can't get over the Toledo loss from the other day, Cam.
Yeah, I think. They just scored a touchdown. And I think Western. Oh, yeah, here, that's, yeah. But we're still done. There's not enough time, right? Well, actually, if we get the ball back, 250, I don't know.
Well, now you got to go for an onside kick. Now we go for the onside kick.
They're giving me false hope. So, Western Kentucky beat down. In their bowl game, did they not beat down App State? Yes. And Marshall played
ULL. ULL.
Yes. Marshall played ULL, correct.
Whoever they beat down, they killed them. Oh, yeah. App State lost a bowl game for the first time. 52-38. This is brutal. This is brutal. How the hell?
Why don't you just go, okay, you're down 14. Oh, God, this game, like, I don't even know why they just keep on bringing us in. Like, it's just, like, I actually have false hope. Like, these guys aren't covering. They're not going to lose by 7. How are they going to get the ball back?
Well, they're only getting 3, too.
I know. I'm talking for the teaser.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the teaser, it's 10. But it doesn't matter because, yeah, they need the touchdown. Hey,
that's so what I'm saying. Yes. We need another screwed. Touchdown by these guys. Hey, we're definitely screwed. We're screwed.
Well, there's 2:54 left. All right, so listen, there's 2 NFL games coming up here right now.
Yep.
And let's start firing off. So I'm all over the place here, guys. I played Seattle last week. I never cashed it out. So I have Seattle plus 6 already. Mm-hmm. But I think the Rams are going to win this game tonight. I agree. Middling. I wouldn't do this deliberately, but due to COVID, it is what it is. I bet it. The number changed. I didn't want to cash out. I would have lost a little money if I did. So quite frankly, I've got a Washington and Rams money line parlay. It's like minus 122 only. That's why I played it overnight last night. It's gone up because the Washington number got stupid and high. with Philadelphia here, but I'm just money lining parlaying it, Cam. The both favorites. Philadelphia Ram money line parlay. Cooper Kupp scores a touchdown. And let's get like the touchdown props in here. I got a bunch of touchdown props here. Let's go. Here we go.
First touchdown and stuff.
All right. Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown in this football game. Yes. Odell Beckham to score a touchdown in this game. Yes. Antonio Gibson to score a touchdown for Washington. If you like Washington, Cam, you got to take Antonio Gibson. Because if Antonio Gibson doesn't score a touchdown for Washington, they don't have an open hell of covering. It's one of those deals. Yeah, it's sort of correlated. You know what I mean? You're getting plus money there, too. Those are the touchdown props that I got. Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown. Odell Beckham to score a touchdown. Antonio Gibson to score a touchdown. And I know there's concern about Jalen Hurts' ankle, but I'm going to go over to 52.5 because if he's playing, his ankle is good enough. Remember I heard that same crap when Lamar Jackson played a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know about his ankle. I don't know about his ankle. He rushed for like a million yards. Right? I think Hurts will be fine. So I'm going over. Here's some props here. Cooper Kupp touchdown. Odell Beckham touchdown. Jalen Hurts over 52.5 rush yards. Antonio Gibson touchdown. And, oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown. And these are all pretty much plus money, too. Some nice prices here.
I like Antonio Gibson. I'm going to take a shot with him first touchdown as well. I like where you're going with that. If somebody from Washington scores, you know what I mean? Like the odds of McLaurin or a wide receiver are down a lot in that game. So I like Gibson. I think he's going to get a million touches in the game. I agree with you on Cooper Kupp. I'm going to play Cooper Kupp touchdown. I'm going to take the points with Washington, Morency, and I'm going to do a teaser with Washington plus 16.5. Rams pick them. And then Seattle plus 14 with Washington plus 16.5 as well. And the over in the Seattle game with both sides of the teaser.
I think Miles Sanders. You would figure that Miles Sanders would score a touchdown. You know that Miles Sanders does not have a touchdown this year?
Yeah, it's correct. Yep. It's insane. Isn't that crazy? It is.
Tonight's the night. As Rod Stewart would say, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. Exactly. Yes. Miles Sanders. Come on. There's no way Miles Sanders is going the entire year without scoring a touchdown. Plus, they never gave him the ball before. Now they actually give him the ball, Cam.
It's true.
Miles Sanders to score a touchdown. It's in. You know what's crazy, though?
Did you see the onside kick? It didn't even get 10. They're just, like, staring at it. I don't even think he kicked it, like, 6 yards. Like, did you watch this?
This glass kid sucks, man.
Oh, you know what? He's missed 2 field goals, too. We would have got – think about that. I know. 41-44. That's the teaser. Clown. You're right. Glass blows. Glass, yeah.
That's another thing. That's what's confusing me. He should be playing for Toledo at the Glass Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right. It's too much Toledo.
Yeah, your mind's all messed up. We got 7 o'clock games. We got a guys wearing Toledo uniforms named Glass. Crumb.
And the jerk kid on Wyoming just like slid in bounds too. Yeah, thanks for being a smart player, kid. Thanks. Why is it, Cam, the teams that we better never do smart things? We're doing stupid things. These kids on Wyoming are like, I'm going to stay in bounds and slide in. Exactly. And get the first down so the clock keeps ticking.
We always bet on the team with the lower IQ, it seems like.
Yeah, well, that's because you're going to Kent State. You know how many doctors have come out of that school?
Not very many.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're rolling. Surly Sanders, Surly Cam Stewart in the house. My mind's all over the place. I got Surly Cam Stewart. I'm clicking a Miles Sanders TV prop here right now.
Yeah,
I heard Cam, who's in the NBA tonight? I just thought to myself, I'm like, I don't give an F who's playing in the NBA. I can't lie.
I'm just looking at other options right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got to go to a different store.
Yes. That's your great advice last night.
What great advice.
We're both out of it. So I told you. So last night, I look at the sports book. I said, man, I thought that that Team Canada USA women's game is canceled. You're like, it's not canceled. They're playing right now.
They and said like, it was. They had a time on the thing, like that was
yeah,
running.
But the thing is, yes. Yeah, so I bet it, and I'm like, I don't know. There's no game, but I bet it, and I thought I won. I'm like 0-0 all night. I get an email. I get an email after. Yeah, we're sorry. There was no game that was ever played.
Oh,
what the hell you guys have a running clock for?
I just assumed it wasn't played. Well, they had it live in the in-game match with a running
we're
clock.
We're to the point which we can't even get winners. We don't even know if the game's being played.
I don't know. And also, the NHL told me that they were closing shop, and there's a Vegas-Tampa Bay game today. I don't know what the hell. I don't even know if the sun's coming out tomorrow. Yes.
I didn't know there was an NHL game. They just said they shut the league down yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about. See, what do you want me to do? I don't even understand. There's a Vegas-Tampa Bay Lightning game today, and they said there's no more games, but that game is being played at 10 o'clock, and I know that for a fact.
I just hate the Mac. That's all I know. I'm just rattled.
I hate everything right now. I hate Kent State. I hate Toledo. I hate Crum.
Kent State, go F yourself forever. Now, what am I doing better against Josh Allen's school? All right, give me a Rams Washington football team money line parlay. Rams Washington football team money line parlay. Rams Hawks over Washington Philadelphia under 7-point teaser. Now we're reaching. Cup touchdown. OBJ touchdown. Hurts over 52.5 rush yards. Gibson touchdown. Hurts touchdown. Sanders touchdown.
Wow. Is that it?
That's it. That's it. That's actually light. I'm out of money. That's it.
I got way less than that. Give me the Washington football team plus 10 and other stuff. Over in the Seattle game.
And
thanks.
Other stuff. Yeah. Other stuff.
I got others.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports. Just know about them. Keep it here. This is